hanging out middays Friday, and it's hopefully a wonderful end to the weekend, but we can make it just a little bit better. Just hang on a second. 100.9, 94.5, I'm hanging out live with Norm Nadeau, and this is the man behind Remy Ski Club, and this is Moonbeam's Ski Hill, and the place that has now celebrated 50 years, if you can believe it. It's the 50th anniversary already this year, and you still have an opportunity to enjoy all the wonders that have been there for so long, and now all these new and great activities that are coming down the pipe. We've talked to him earlier, and now we want to talk again, Norm, but about something special today, a day that you're having with Abundant Life, and it's completely free. What's this all about?
No, thanks a lot, Nick. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you and your listeners. Yeah, we're having a free lift day on the mountain, and it's sponsored by the Abundant Life Group. So we're welcoming everybody to come and visit us. The buses will be running. Pickup times around town will be 9 a.m. The ski hill will be open from 10 to 4 p.m. And the whole lift system is free. So come on, have a good time. And like Nick mentioned as well, we've celebrated our 50 years of good times. We were established in 1968. So come on and start off for another 50 years with us.
And I know that when you talked earlier with Bob McIntyre, our man from Moose FM and Timmins, he had mentioned that a few different things like fat bikes, trail expansion, you guys have really used to your advantage what kind of snowfall you've already gotten, getting maybe a little more than expected. So what is that kind of leading towards, and what can people expect if they do show up at the hill this year that might be different from other years?
Oh, yeah, we had a good dumping of snow last week, so that was terrific. We always have our ski and snowboard equipment available for us, but we also have our snowshoe trails that have been established quite a number of years and are well maintained by some terrific volunteers. And we have our tube runs that's been popular for the last couple of years for people who can't ski or don't want to ski or snowboard. But like you had mentioned, Nick, yeah, the fat bike trails are becoming more and more popular. We have fat bike rentals. They're $5 an hour. And we're expanding on that trail system for the fat bikes, and that's pretty impressive. So it's bringing people from out of town as well to come and enjoy our trails.
And something I didn't even realize, I was talking to Cole the other day. He goes, I've ridden a fat bike. I don't think you've ridden a fat bike, and I haven't, never ridden one in my life, so I don't really know if I can. But he goes, it's probably more physical effort than riding a regular bike, if just for those who don't know, but that it's easier to probably enjoy than anything else he's ever done in the snow, whether it be skiing, snowboarding, whatever. And I've snowboarded a little bit before, but what would you explain a fat bike to someone who's never seen, ridden one before, or even heard what it is?
Yeah, well, basically, it looks a little like an all-terrain bike or a mountain bike, but with extra large fat tires. So generally, the tires will go from 4 inches to 6 inches wide, just to help you float on the snow conditions. The physical exertion is immense. Some people will come and rent a bike, thinking they'll be out for hours, and they come back 20 minutes later, completely destroyed. Yeah. But it's like anything, with practice you get better at it and you'll want to go farther and up. And just to give you our listeners an idea, the trail systems for the bike, we have one trail that just goes all the way around the mountain, so you can go to the complete heights of elevation and all the way down to the bottom. So it's pretty intense.
And I guess last but not least, Norm, from my end, I have to ask, and this was one of my favorite parts of the story that was written about this whole ski hill celebrating its 50th anniversary, that you blast Moose FM up and down the hill through the entire ride. And why is that? I must ask you.
It has to do with reception, and it's what people want. I guess it's your choice of music as well, and your beautiful voice, Nick, of course.
Thank you. And that's what I was looking for to end. Is there anything else, Norm, you'd like to add about the ski hill? It's 50th anniversary, the lift day in general?
The lift day, yeah. Just come on, grab the bus, put your kids. We ask your kids to be a minimum age of 12 if you want them alone on the bus. They'll be safe. We have them for the day. They'll be dropped off back again in town around 5 p.m. The bus rate is $3 one-way trip. This is the only day that will be open from 10 to 1600 or 4 p.m. All our other days that we're open is weekends from noon to 6 p.m. Buses again are running. If our clients want more information, or listeners want information, go on to Facebook, our Remy Ski Club Facebook page. We're also on Instagram and Snapchat as well for younger crowds. And I have to add that at the Remy Ski Club, we've been here for 50 years, but we certainly cannot operate without the support of the two municipalities of Kapuskasing and Moonbeam. our local merchants and all our sponsors. And again, we would not be able to exist without all the wonderful volunteers that we have. They're just immense. We have them that maintain the trails, that help take care of the chalet. We have some groomer operators. They're everywhere. And without them, God bless them.
And you can find more information about the Lift Day on our website with the story we have up there. We've been talking about it all morning on the news as well. We are going to have links on that story. So if you don't know what Norm just said about Instagram, Snapchat, and all those wonderful social media things that you haven't touched before, there are links on our website. Thank you, Norm. That's the operations manager of the club, for coming in and chatting. Best of luck. And hopefully this Lift Day gives you guys a boost, to say the least. I have bad jokes. What can I say? Thanks for listening, everybody. 109.94.5. Keep it tuned. Oh, thank you.